We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back, Marks, and a race. Nick Sirianni. So his coaching resume is with the Chiefs 2009 through 2012 in various roles, ending with the wide receivers coach. Went to San Diego 2013 through 2017, quarterbacks coach, wide receivers coach, offensive quality control coach, etc. And he left there to go with Frank Reich as offensive coordinator in 2018. But his time in Kansas City overlapped when John Dorsey was running the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Right. So I wonder how much influence John Dorsey, we wonder how much of an influence he's having in the Eagles front office, if he's having some power as a decision maker. Well, at the very least, he could talk about Sirianni.
I would have to imagine between he and Frank Reich, how the hell would they know who Nick Sirianni was? You would need someone like a John Dorsey to be able to vouch for him.
Yeah.
We're talking about being the head coach, not a position coach.
Sure.
So you're talking about hiring a guy to basically be the face of your franchise.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
That's what they did today.
So you're going to need someone to be able to at least sell him as the right guy to be able to do that. And if John Dorsey is the one that has worked with him, that would make sense to me.
We will we'll talk to Danny Woodhead, who was a running back for the Chargers for all the years that Sirianni was there. He's going to join us coming up in a minute. Let's go to Travis in Glen Mills. Travis, what's your reaction?
So I'm in mostly. I say mostly because I am kind of upset that Deuce didn't get the look. Hopefully they promote him to offensive coordinator, give him the ability to call plays, because obviously that's what he wants to do. But the reason I'm in is that guy's on the phone right now with Frank Reich saying,
"How do I
fix
Wentz?" That will crush your face.
Uh-oh. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Travis.
I think he's on the phone with Frank Reich right now trying to figure out how he can fix Wentz.
Hmm. Well, I mean, yeah. I'm sure he's had conversations.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they had conversations.
He didn't just take this job without conferring with Frank about it and getting his input. And by the way, before interviewing with Jeffrey Lurie, right, I'm sure that he had a long conversation with Frank, like, all right. I mean, in the video that is in that's online right now where he's going over some plays, there's plays from the Super Bowl that are in there, the Eagles Super Bowl, where he's going over and saying, like, all right, you know, you got this look right here. Zach Ertz has single coverage against a safety. That's a matchup you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going over old Frank Reich plays. So he's probably more familiar with Carson Wentz and this Eagles offense than a lot of people may realize right now.
Yeah, but he hasn't coached him.
No. Yeah. He hasn't. But I also think that at least he has more familiarity with Carson through Frank Reich than maybe some of the other candidates not named Deuce.
Right, yes.
Deuce obviously knows. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Danny Woodhead is on the line right now. 9 years in the NFL as a running back, played under Nick Sirianni in San Diego with the Chargers. Danny, thanks for a couple minutes. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Well,
doing good, Danny.
We're good. It came down right at the start of our show that Nick got the job. I mean, I've already seen on Twitter that you think he's going to do a good job, but I guess the question Eagles fans have, why do you think he's going to do a good job as Eagles coach?
You know, I mean, it's hard for me to say how he's going to lead a group of men, because the position he was in, he never did that. He led rooms, and he did a phenomenal job at that. But I'm more so thinking his knowledge of football. And I got along with him great, and I think he can do it, and I think he can lead men. But as far as his knowledge of football, I've been fortunate to be around some great coaches, great offensive coaches, Josh McDaniels, Bill O'Brien. I know people are saying what Bill did at Houston, but he was an unbelievable offensive coach. Ken Wisenhunt, Frank Reich. And the thing about Nick is he obviously he's been under Frank. He was under Wiz. He's been under a lot of great coaches, and the dude works tirelessly, and he's an unbelievable. Does an unbelievable job of explaining what he wants or what he needs, and just schematically, I mean, he's going to be very similar to a Frank Reich. Someone asked like, why should you guys be excited? Well, I personally think Doug Peterson was a great coach. Did he get moved out? Yeah, he did. But if we look at, let's be honest, the year that Carson had his last like really good year, the offensive coordinator he didn't call plays, but was Frank Reich. Well, Nick Sirianni's, what I see him is, he's worked with Frank for however long, so he's more of a younger Frank Reich. Maybe different personalities, but as far as knowing the game, I think there's a lot of similarities and with working with the quarterbacks.
Yeah, personality is going to be a big deal here to us, Danny, here in Philadelphia. And I'm just wondering, what would you say he was like working with from a personality standpoint? You know, whether or not he gets along with his players, can he push them to get the best out of them? Is he more of a buddy-buddy type of a coach? How was he as a coach and his personality working in a locker room?
So I got along with him great. Is he going to coach his – is he going to coach guys hard? Of course he is. He was first, I think his first job in the NFL was maybe Kansas City, and that was the Pioli years, and that was under Haley. And, they would get after guys, but he's also been with a whole bunch of other coaches. He's not going to be afraid to call people out, but he's also going to communicate it, why he's calling them out. And I think he'll do a great job at that. Now, as far as media, as far as speaking to the fans, I have no idea because he never had to play that role. Right. He never had to be that guy. But I do know what he knows schematically. And as far as my experience with him was great. Are there going to be guys that are like, oh, he was a jerk? Of course. That's how it is with everything. I'm hoping at the end of the day, people said really good things about me and like I was a good teammate. But I'm sure there's someone that's going to say, oh, yeah, Woodhead, he wasn't a great teammate. That's just part of life. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure how he's going to address the media, but I think you guys got someone that is really, really, really talented.
Yeah, we're actually looking for a little bit of a jerk right now. That's actually a good quality, Danny. We need a little bit of that.
We need a little bit of that here. Yeah, he was he definitely – when we were in San Diego, so he wasn't the O coordinator there, but he was the receivers coach and quarterbacks coach at the time. But he held both positions. Mm-hmm. With the quarterback position at Phillip Rivers, it was going to be hard to really. Right. Phillip was a coach on the field.
Right.
He got after them receivers though. It was always a running joke. It was a running. I'd always get after him about it. Like, take it easy on those guys.
Okay. Well, see, yeah. Now, we're liking hearing that somebody's going to have that ability to have that type of a personality. So, yeah, I'm glad you said that because I think that makes the fan base feel a little bit better that we may have a coach here that isn't going to be afraid to coach these players hard.
And let's be honest, he's a passionate dude.
Yeah.
He is a passionate coach. He was a passionate player because he played, I think, at Mount Union. Mm-hmm. And he's had to work himself all the way up. It's not like he's just given, a job. The dude has had to work his tail off, and he has. And he's done a great job at it. And, I think he's a great dude, too. Like, I think he's a really good person. But if people are asking coach-wise, the guy knows ball.
Talking to Danny Woodhead, who played under new Eagles coach Nick Sirianni in San Diego. It's specifically Carson Wentz, Danny. But Doug Peterson isn't here anymore, and a lot of that had to do with his relationship with Carson Wentz. Carson is tough to coach. I know we're kind of going back in on the same question, but, how would he handle it? Because you mentioned Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers is a strong personality. Carson Wentz is a strong personality, too. The difference is they were bad, and he was bad last year.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the thing is with Phillip, I mean, there's a different, just like with a Tom, you know, or a Drew Brees, they still want coached, but it's different because the experience, he should be a Hall of Famer. So like, it's just gonna be different. Do I know how he's gonna deal with him? No. You can look at it. I'm guessing that's one of the reasons they liked Nick too. And I mean, they had to have thought of, you know, like what I kind of mentioned about Carson's last really good year. It was with Frank. And does that mean Jalen Hurts is out of the question? My guess is not. Right. I mean, but I think, you know, I mean, obviously you guys are paying Carson some money. So you obviously want that to work out. And the guy has a ton of talent. But I think he's going to handle how he handles, you know, coaching anyone. I think the biggest thing is being consistent and being consistent with, you know, all your players and hopefully, you know, as a head man, he'll be consistent just like he was with, you know, the players that he coached as position, as an offensive coordinator, whatever it may be. And I think that's something that I respected a lot about, a lot of coaches that I've been around and, you know, one, obviously Bill, I mean, he's consistent with everyone and hopefully, you know, he's going to go in there and be consistent. Consistency can look a little different. Like I said, a Phillip Rivers of however many years, and then maybe someone of, you know, not as many years of experience could look different, but as long as you're consistent on coaching and caring about the player and the team, I think that's all that matters.
Mm. Danny, great stuff. Thank you for a few minutes.
Appreciate it, brother.
Hey, you guys have a good one.
All right. You too there, Danny Woodhead.
Mm-hmm.
But first thing that he said was, I don't know what he's going to be like when he stands in front of the room of the entire locker room and like that. Because, I mean, that matters probably the most out of anything, which is how is he, like you tell me, how he's received by the team, how the team looks at him.
Yeah.
Can he command everybody? Can he establish that culture?
Yeah, that's gonna matter whether or not they listen to you when things aren't going well.
Yep.
Whether or not they respect you. Like, that matters. That matters.
It does. 215-592-9494. What does Rap Sheet say about the hiring of Sirianni? You'll hear that on the other side. Plus, coming up at 4 o'clock, longtime Indianapolis journalist Bob Kravitz, longtime Colt writer, gives us what he thinks about Sirianni. And did the Eagles get a good head coach? That's coming up next. It's Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. I've got the perfect way to make the playoffs even more exciting for you this weekend. It's called a same-game parlay bet, and they're only available on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, a same-game parlay bet lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during the conference championships. Now, you can combine the money line, the over-under, and player props all in one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel is letting you protect your parlay. That's right. You can place a 3-plus same-game parlay and get up to $25 back if you fall one leg short with same-game parlay insurance. Now, the playoffs are the perfect time to give one a shot. It's just one of the many ways to win on FanDuel. And FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 94WIP. Jackie, Pooh, I'm laying it all on the line right now. I'm putting everything down on Tom. My bad. On Tampa.
Ooh, boy.
Taking on Green Bay. I got a little bit too excited. Sorry about that. On Tampa, taking on Green Bay. It's the only game I can watch without any emotion being involved in the game. So I like the underdogs in these games. So I'll take Tampa with the upset over Green Bay. Now, if you haven't already, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up to get started. Make sure you use promo code Ike at sign up. That's promo code Ike at sign up. If you're a current customer, then you're all set. Go check out Same Game Parlays, only available on FanDuel Sportsbook.
All right. We are back. That's Rap Sheet. There you go. Shortly, a while ago on NFL Network. So follow me here for a second, because when John Dorsey, when it was announced that he was a consultant with the Eagles, I didn't necessarily think it was that big of a deal, right? I was like, all right, well, he's a consultant. Like, what does that exactly mean? When did he start? What exactly is his role? We don't really know. But just, I mean, think about it this way. supposedly, Roseman wanted to keep Doug, wanted to salvage the relationship. Jeffrey Lurie said no. Mm-hmm. All right, Roseman wanted to hire Josh McDaniels. Lurie hired Sirianni instead. Mm-hmm. Now you're hearing that John Dorsey recommended Sirianni because he knew him from Kansas City, and he was favoring one candidate. So Jeffrey Lurie's hiring the candidate that John Dorsey is maybe pitching as opposed to the candidate that Howie Roseman liked.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been saying for the longest that Howie doesn't carry as much weight as he once did, and whether or not Jeffrey Lurie is hanging on every word of Howie Roseman, I don't believe that to be the case. Jeffrey Lurie has also watched draft pick after draft pick not work, and he knows that the financial situation they're in from a salary cap standpoint, he knows that Howie Roseman has been given a lot of leeway and autonomy to operate as the GM, mm-hmm. per se. And they are in the situation that they're in right now. And listen, I just got the sense that Jeffrey Lurie was more than fine with not firing Howie Roseman, more than fine with not firing Doug Peterson, but there was going to be some role changing. There was going to be some things that were going to be different. And it wasn't going to come back as status quo. It may look that way on the surface, but it wasn't going to be status quo behind the scenes. And so John Dorsey being here, I do believe that it wasn't put out there accidentally when it was mentioned that he's been here. That was put out there for a reason.
For a reason, I agree.
For a reason, to let you know that somebody else here is in the building.
That it's, we it, know that what's going on isn't okay and we're working on it.
And somebody with a name and a resume is in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And while he may not be calling all the shots, he's there as a consultant. And that seems like he has the owner's ear.
All right, our Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, maybe you need those wedding bands after you pop the big question. Mark's Jewelers should be your first and last stop. Online, marks-jewelers.com. And the question is, in or out on Nick Sirianni being the new head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles? Yes or no, do you like it? And right now, Ike, and we have some votes here, mm-hmm. 64% saying they like it. They're in.
It's good. That means everybody's happy.
For now, 63.3, and that's a good amount of votes right there. So people are in.
I like it better when more people are happy about something. I hate being the one who has to convince everybody to not be upset.
Yeah.
I like it when you're happy. Good.
People seem.
I hope he can coach.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, I hope he can coach.
I mean, I'm in. I hope I'm right.
I hope he can coach.
Let's go to Andy in Deptford. Andy, how are you?
Fellas, what's good?
What's up, Andy?
What's up, Andy?
You really in, man? I've gotten the impression since you heard the news that you're definitely out on this guy.
Nah, that's not the impression. I don't even know the guy.
I
would have rather had Deuce. Here's what I don't do, Andy. I'm not going to sit up and act like this is somebody I was beating a drum for them to hire when his name just got in the coaching race two days ago.
Right. No, I feel you on that. But as far as Deuce goes,
yeah.
I love Deuce the player. If you really break down Deuce the coach, he's been with the Eagles since 2011. Mm-hmm. No other team across the league is clamoring for Deuce to be a coach besides the Eagles. So I think it's more of the Homer approach in us that
yeah.
we feel so he's entitled to it.
Yep.
Because Deuce has never been OC. I mean, you know, he did get promoted, assistant head coach or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But he's been a running back coach majority of his coaching career. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that, to me, I've never seen a running back coach become a head coach.
Is that why Eric Bieniemy isn't becoming a coach?
No, he's offensive coordinator.
He still started
yeah.
off as a running backs coach.
But he got promoted from a running backs coach to an offensive coordinator.
Oh, okay.
So you're going straight from running backs coach.
So if Deuce had took the OC job, even though he wasn't calling plays, that might have helped him out?
Possibly. Just like when Harbaugh took the position with he went from special teams. Then he stepped up to what, D-backs coach or something like that, and then he got the head coaching position.
Mm-hmm.
I love Deuce, but obviously
What I'm asking you, Andy, is did that make Harbaugh a better coach?
Did that make Harbaugh a better coach? Well,
I'm telling you, no, it didn't, Andy. It didn't.
You didn't let me finish. I was going to say I thought Harbaugh was a great coach when he came to the Eagles. I thought he was a great coach before he came to the Eagles.
Right. So
he came from a coaching tree. He came from a coaching tree.
Listen to me. You have to tell me about John Harbaugh. My point is that, yeah, he moved to a DB coach. It didn't make him a better head coach. You brought up the Deuce has never been an OC, and maybe he needed to switch positions. I'm telling you, if he's a good coach, he's a good coach. Naming him the OC and him not actually calling plays doesn't mean he all of a sudden became a better head coaching candidate. That's the point that I'm making. John Harbaugh being named the DB coach didn't make him a better head coach. He was already a good coach.
No, that one year as defensive back.
Yeah, that didn't all of a sudden change John Harbaugh.
Did it make him more attractive as a candidate maybe because he wasn't just a special teams coach?
Yeah, but the point that I'm making is that it was a mistake by owners who didn't hire him prior to then. That's the point that I'm making.
Clearly.
Is that all the owners that could have hired him when he was just a special teams coach, you could have had John Harbaugh as your coach. Just because they put DB next to his name didn't make him a better overall head coach in 8 months.
Inge's on the line. I'm hoping to talk to him coming up after we talk to Bob Kravitz. Long
time. And that's all I'm saying about Deuce. This whole running back thing, like
he could have very easily gotten the job, hired good coordinators, and succeeded.
Exactly.
And succeeded. Deuce could have succeeded. I mean, honestly, I have no idea what would have happened if Deuce would have become the coach, but him only being a running backs coach doesn't disqualify him from being a good coach. Yeah. Very easily could have been a good coach. Bob Kravitz, longtime Colts writer, is going to talk about Nick Sirianni, the new Eagles head coach. What are we getting? Does he like the hire? That is coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about Dr. Glad for a second. Imagine going back to work when all this is over and you have a full head of hair, right? Dr. Glad and his team, they're open for business. What are you waiting for if you're still working from home? This is a great opportunity to get the procedure done, and no one will ever know that you had it done. What procedure am I talking about? Hair restoration. Dr. Glad is the expert in the industry, certainly in the Philadelphia area. Most experience and most success. I had the procedure done going on 9 years. And see my results. You can see the before and after pictures at drglatt.com, drglat.com. It's your real growing hair. So you're getting your hair back, and you're doing it with Dr. Glatt, his hair team, and their technology. It's 2021. You can get your hair back. So do it with the doctor that has the most experience and the most success. Again, drglatt.com, drglat.com, or call his office and speak to his hair team right now, 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000. Or drglatt.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.